Lord, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. So who's ready to slay some dragons tonight? Who's ready to face some Goliaths tonight? Amen. It's a powerful message that I'm going to share with you tonight. I guarantee you that it will set you free from your past. Amen. But there's a condition. I'm going to need spiritual people with me tonight. If you're not going to be spiritual, you're going to miss this. I don't want you to miss it, okay? And I'm going to stand here until you get it. I can see who gets it and who does not get it, so I'm going to stand here until I see everyone gets it. Amen. Until you're so frustrated that you come to a point where you say, you know what, whatever, I'm just giving over. Holy Spirit, just take over. Just reveal this to me. Amen. I pray that even now that the Holy Spirit will step in and that He will move through these rows and that He will touch your heart, that He will open your heart so that you'll be ready to receive this word, and that He will enlighten the eyes of your understanding, and that the word, the revelation, will fall on fruitful ground. I pray that even now that God the Father may release a fresh anointing over your life, and that He will make you of a spiritual state and nature that you can bring forth this word that you receive tonight in the way that He have ordained it. Amen. I love spiritual warfare. Now, if I can cause harm to Satan, it puts a smile to my face. Tonight we're gonna unfortunately not slay dragons. This is the first part of three series. So I'm only laying the foundation for things to come. But still, it's great revelation. And even the foundation that I'm gonna lay tonight will set you free from many things, because it will bring forth a holy kingdom perspective. Amen. Now, when I saw this title and this poster, how awesome is this poster? Huh? Wow, that's gangster. That's legit. I think if you can see in the spirit, that's kind of what it would look like. When the armies of darkness are being sent out against you. And when I saw this title, Defeating Inherited Giants, obviously, this is going to take us to one story and one story alone. And that is the story of David and Goliath. Amen. I guarantee you that you've not heard this story from this angle before. Amen. But I want to get you in a state of anticipation. Before I throw it out, I need you to get hungry. Is this word for you? I don't know. Is this word for you? Stand with me quickly. Say, the devil is in trouble. Do you believe that there's power in your words? Say, the devil is in trouble. Say, I take back now that which belonged to me. I see before me standing an army of God, plundering the gates of hell, shaking the foundations of hell, bringing it down. A generation that is not afraid to stand up and say, enough is enough. It is time that we start to develop a warrior mentality. Amen. and not a victim mentality. Who are you? Ask yourself a question. Who are you? Say, I'm a son and a daughter of the Most High God. I'm clothed with royal robes. I carry the mark of the Holy Spirit, which is the anointing. What does the anointing do? It breaks the yoke. May I have your seats? Thank you. Okay, Benny, you can go to 1 Samuel NIV version. I've still not slept. Who were here this morning? For those who were not here, you missed out. God showed up powerfully this morning, unexpectedly, and He just took over. I loved it. The message tonight ties up with the message that I was supposed to be giving this morning. But in any case, 1 Samuel 17, take it from verse 9. I need you, listen to me, your ears need to be open. I'm speaking spiritually. Otherwise, you're going to miss this. I'm going to throw out a massive steak tonight. Are you hungry? No, I'm going to. 1 Samuel 17 verse 9, it says that, if he is able to fight and kill me, this is Goliath speaking, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us. Then the Philistine said, Goliath speaking again, this day I defy the armies of Israel. Now, no, wait, just hang on there. Notice that he's defying the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other. On hearing the Philistine's word, only go up until verse 16, Benny. On hearing the Philistine's word, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified, afraid. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Remember Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time he was very old. Jesse's 3 older sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul. But David went back and forth from Saul to tend to his father's sheep at Bethlehem. You can go on, and then you can stop here. For 40 days, the Philistine, Goliath, came forward. 40 days. I need you to remember this now. 40 days. The Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. How many times did he take his stand? A day. Twice a day. So a total of 80 times over a period of 40 days that this Philistine came down, took his stand, and he mocked, slandered, listen to this, slandered the armies of Israel, the children of Israel, right? Now, throughout Scripture, in the New Testament, it states that Jesus is the son of David because he's born out of the house of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is the son of David. I need you guys to stay with me. Jesus is the son of David. Say that. Say, Jesus is the son of David. Amen. Now, already here we can see that there's a connection, a divine connection, covenant that have been established between David and Jesus even before the beginning of time. Even before the foundations of this world have been laid. Stephen is already getting this. Say, Jesus is the son of David. Now, Goliath was fighting David. But he was fighting more than that. He was fighting the son of David, and his name is Jesus. You see, David could perceive something that the rest of Israel could not perceive. And that is, there is a physical war going on and a spiritual war. Amen? He was the only one that could perceive that. Now, notice that for 40 days, I've got notes here. Guys, I couldn't prepare, so I don't want to miss something. Is it okay? For 40 days, this Philistine came out and he taunted, mocked, and defied the armies of Israel. Israel, okay? Now, remember that Jesus is the son of David, and Goliath is fighting David, right? Now, there was a revelation connected with Jesus. There was a revelation connected to Jesus. And so now the battle was no longer fair. For 39 days, the battle was fair. But on the 40th day, when Goliath stepped down and he slandered the God of the armies of Israel, the battle became unfair. That is when the battle became unfair. Now listen to this. There is 39 books in the Old Testament. There's 39 books in the Old Testament. Throughout 39 books, Goliath could not win. He was not defeated. But it was on the 40th book, Matthew, when we stepped into a covenant with the Most High God, that Goliath was defeated. I hope you guys are getting this. I always saw David being anointed, fighting Goliath, but in the meantime, he's standing at one with Jesus Christ in covenant. Amen? It is when Goliath started taunting and slandering the God of the armies of Israel that the battle became unfair. That is when one person with a revelation, David, one person with a revelation, I need you guys to hear this. That is when one person with a revelation noticed something. He picked up on something that the rest of Israel did not pick up on. And he said, hang on, wait, I see something here. See, he had spiritual perception. He had spiritual discernment. We prayed for this morning. He could pick up on something that the rest could not pick up on. And he said, wait, no. I'm not going to allow this. This is not going to go down the way that this Philistine think that it's going to go down. Many times the enemy is attacking you. And he comes with plans, suggestions. You're facing giants. But I'm telling you tonight that it's not going to go down the way that the enemy thinks it's going to go down. Because you stand in covenant with the true living God. Amen? Now, the rest of Israel stood. They were afraid. They were anxious. They didn't know what to do. It is then that David stepped in. And he was dressed in another man's armor. He was dressed in Saul's armor. Amen? But he couldn't move in this armor. He couldn't fight in this armor. It was uncomfortable. It was difficult to move in this armor. Never fight your inheritance giant with another man's armor. Never fight an inheritance giant with another man's armor. I will not fight an inheritance giant with the anointing from another church. Amen? You cannot use another church tactic to fight your giants. There's nothing wrong with the tactics that they use, but it's not our tactic. You need to use the tactics that you have been trained in. Amen? So, the moment Goliath started taunting the God of Israel and of David, the battle was taken from the flesh, from the natural, and into the spiritual. Amen? To the extent that David actually made the following statement. And he said that who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You see, he saw covenant. He saw before him a man standing not in the covenant that he's standing in. Amen? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? So he did not rely on his own physical strength or ability. nor in his skill with his sling, but he realized that his winning was on the bet, on the covenant that he had with God. Are you guys hearing me? I'm preaching to the wrong people tonight. He could see in the spirit where the rest looked in the flesh. He could see in the spirit. He was looking for flaws, for a weakness on this giant standing before him, but he could find none. But it's when he looked in the spirit that he could see one thing, and he could see that this man standing before him is uncircumcised. Amen. So what did he do? He started looking at the problem of the person. He started looking and he saw that poverty is dripping from this person. He started seeing that curses is dripping from this person. He started seeing that lack is dripping from this person. And he said, wait, hang on. This person is not from ECC. This person is not connected with ECC. He does not carry the mark of ECC. Amen. So what am I saying? I'm saying that my connection with encounter, it is my connection with encounter, is the anything that the enemy have no control over. It is your connection with this church and to Pastor Leon, your covenant that the enemy has no control over. Amen? So I'm winning because of encounter and not because I'm strong. Amen? I have encountered the God of encounter. You can put your own name in there. I have encountered the God of encounter. And so I've realized that it's through covenants, that it's through association, that no matter what hits me, that I will always win. Amen? So for David, it was never an issue of his own strength, but rather an issue of where he stood. Amen? It is the impartation that you have received in this church that makes you bold to go out and to face your inherited giants. Amen? It is the impartation that you have received that gives you the boldness to go out and face your inherited giants. You can stand in front of your inherited giant, you can say, you do not know who I am. You do not know who I am connected with. For I have an army backing me up. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Covenant. The foundation that I'm laying tonight is covenant. Do you stand in covenant with this church or with any church? Covenant is really important. David understood covenant and so could say, bring it on. He had a covenant where Goliath did not have a covenant. David tapped into the covenant and so he defeated Goliath. Now, every time the stipulations of the covenant are met, God's integrity is called out. Every time the stipulations of a covenant are met, the integrity of God is called out. Whenever the rules of a covenant are met, you shall have victory because God's integrity is on the spell. He has to show up. You stand in covenant. When I stand in covenant with someone, I make certain promises and I keep my end of the bargain. You have to keep your end of the bargain. Amen. Covenant is the foundation that I want to lay tonight, that I want to place before you tonight. And I want to encourage you to step into covenant with this church. is when you stand in covenant with this church and with the spiritual authority that it's over this house, Pastor Leon, that you will have supernatural, divine protection and favor following you wherever you go. Amen. Now, there's certain things that I want to take out that Goliath did. And I need you guys to see this spiritually. And it says that number one, the giant came out mocking the children of Israel. The giant came out mocking the children of Israel. Many people are facing giants, and this giant is mocking you. It's mocking you. Amen? He came out taunting and boasting. Okay? Many giants will make a noise. They want everyone to hear their problem. Amen? He came out 80 times. Your giant is persistent. Your giant is persistent. Don't think that when the scripture says that our war, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the darkness of this dark and evil world. It says that I wrestle against the darkness. I wrestle. Who have ever wrestled with someone? It's a struggle. It's hard. And it's persistent. 80 times this giant will come at you. He did not just mock the Israelites, but also their God. The giants in your life will test your motives. It will test your motives. It will make you question who and what you are in Christ Jesus. It will bring forth doubts. Amen? He was loud and shouting everywhere, meaning everyone needs to hear your problem, okay? A Goliath problem is a problem that is so loud that everyone have to hear him. Hear your issues. A Goliath problem is a problem that comes out 80 times. It is a consistent problem. A Goliath problem is a problem that never goes away. A Goliath problem Let me take this from another side. Goliath was holding a spear. He was holding a sword. And there's something else that he was holding. And that was a shield. And this shield is blocking off all your prayers. The Goliath in front of you is busy blocking your prayers. He's busy blocking your prayers. He was highly organized, Goliath. He was highly organized. Goliath's problem is a problem that is highly skilled in battle. He knows where to hit you. Let me tell you this. He knows where to hit you. He knows exactly what buttons to push. Listen to me. The greatest battle that you will ever fight is the battle in your mind. If you can overcome the battle of your mind, you can overcome anything. Amen? A Goliath problem is a problem with many weapons. The enemy has got many devices and plans that he forms against you daily. A Goliath problem is tall, it's big. You know, when you face a problem, when you find yourself in a situation, isn't it always that it seems so big? But when you're through it, you think back and think, it wasn't actually so bad. Amen? When I first saw this title to this message, I thought it's going to be about generational curses. That was my first thought. A Goliath problem is a problem that has an army behind him. Goliath had an army behind him. So when you take out the army, when you take out Goliath, you still have to deal with the army. Amen? There's still these little things that will come at you. If you want to know if something is inherent, this is how you would recognize if something is inherent. Inherent giant. It is loud, it is embarrassing, it is mockery, and it is loud. It will be persistent. This giant is defeated by one means and one means alone, and that is through covenants. Covenants. Guys, this brings me to the end of this message. Covenants. I can't go deeper because otherwise we're not going to have anything to share next week, okay? I want you guys to remember the 40 scripts, the 40 Old Testament books, and now we stepped into the new covenant, Matthew, and Pastor Leon will go on with that next week. Amen.